You're listening to the American Democracy Minute, keeping your government by and for the people. In a game of chicken with the Wisconsin Supreme Court, GOP legislators passed somewhat competitive redistricting maps proposed by Democratic Governor Tony Evers to avoid having truly fair maps forced upon them by the court. Governor Evers' state legislative maps were among seven submitted to the Wisconsin Supreme Court in January after it deemed the GOP-dominated legislature's gerrymandered and non-contiguous maps unconstitutional. In its ruling, it said if the legislature couldn't pass fair maps, the court would pick them instead. A Marquette University analysis showed that the governor's maps were not as competitive and therefore more favorable to a GOP majority than other submissions. The legislature had passed a more partisan version of Evers' maps in January, but it was passed late at night with no public hearing or input. It abandoned those maps when the court's redistricting consultants found them not to be constitutional. In a last-ditch effort to hang on to its power, the GOP majority passed the Evers maps February 13th, again with no public hearing, and included a provision that the maps not be implemented until November 2024. Until then, any special or recall elections would take place under the current gerrymandered maps. The Wisconsin Examiner reports that Governor Evers previously said he would sign the bill if there were no changes. We have more on this evolving story at AmericanDemocracyMinute.org. I'm Brian Beal.